You sure saved old Slim. What a hero. Right, what a hero. And what did it get me? A pat on the head. At the very least, he should have given me a steak dinner. Yeah, but he's too cheap. My head shot up, and so did my ears. I gazed out into the darkness. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, I did. It was that same bird we heard earlier.
Oh, you mean cheap?
Yes, you heard it too? I leaped to my feet. Drover, unless I'm badly mistaken, there's a young tender chicken out there in the darkness.
No, it was just me. I said,
I can't stand this any longer. Every time I try to relax, I hear chickens. They're everywhere, and it's driving me crazy. I turned my fevered gaze upon my assistant. I have to settle this thing once and for all.
Yeah, but
don't wait up for me, son. This could turn into a late night.
Yeah, but...
I didn't stick around to hear the rest of his yeah, but. I went plunging into the darkness of night in search of... I know what you're thinking. I had become possessed with the thought of eating a chicken. Go ahead and admit it. You think I'd turn into some kind of chicken-killing fiend, right? Okay, maybe you've got a point, but let's look at it from another angle. We're not talking about a whole bunch of chickens, just one. And who would miss one little chicken? Nobody. Chickens come and go, right? They have accidents and, well, sometimes they just vanish without a trace. It happens all the time. And don't forget that the people who operate the ranch had forgotten to refill our dog bowl. Was that my fault? What's a dog to do? I mean, we sit around all day listening to the wildcats growling in our stomachs and watching as two-legged dinners walk around in front of us. And what are we supposed to think about? The weather? Volcanic activity in Washington State? Fungus and algae? Look, dogs aren't saints. When we're hungry, we think about food. And when we see plump, juicy chickens walking around all day, we begin thinking the unthinkable. And don't forget that I hadn't been paid for my heroic rescue of Slim. I deserved a special treat, and by George... Yes, I'll admit that inviting one of Sally Mae's chickens to supper involved... certain risks, shall we say. But I had a plan, and it didn't involve Sally Mae's approval or knowledge. Hide the feathers and they'll never know. Yes, sir. I was a dog with a plan. I can't reveal it at this time. It's highly classified. But you'll see. Oh, one last thing. You're probably disappointed that I was taking this swerve into antisocial behavior. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I never pretended to be a perfect dog. Through the years, I've tried to be a good dog. But even good dogs yield to temptation every once in a while, and there's no temptation like a plump, juicy... That's all I'm going to say about it. If this next part gets unbearable, just skip a couple of chapters and we'll see you on the other side.